The bark's of a white nature. Sycamore.
Okay.
It grows on near streams of some kind, either creeks or rivers or something. Mm-hmm. Sycamore. And it's one wood that hasn't got any grain. Sure, it looks just the same at the end. If you saw it in 2 years and look at the end of it, or strip the bark over here, it looks just the same. You don't see any grain in it. In other words, it's like hard maple. There's no grain in hard maple. This sugar maple I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's lots of furniture made of maple.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing, cutting boards. Women use the cutting boards. In other words, my oldest daughter's down in Nashville last fall. And she went to a furniture builder down there, I called him.
Mm-hmm.
A man that had builds furniture from the start, just a little on his own in his little business. I don't know, employ a few people.
Mm-hmm.
But it's an expert furniture builder. She called him up and she wants some cutting blocks for ladies to use in the kitchen, you know, by
mm-hmm.
chopping your salad stuff and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And she had that fellow to make her 12 of those things. She's going to give him his Christmas present.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, when he brought, when she went down and picked them up, there's the first thing you ever looked at. That man, he had all kinds of machines to finish this wood and everything. And we're out and left, cut a little sort of a handhold on one end and had a board a hole through that. And she's going to use a rawhide string.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to ask her to hang this board up. And pantry around in the kitchen quite a bit. Pretty good idea to use for Christmas bread. I believe it cost about $1.50 a piece. She said, "Dad, I don't know where I could buy anything else at that price."
Mm-hmm.
That'd be it. And the thing about it, she says, the service in these things, they're not ornaments, they're necessities in the kitchen. And I guess the people who received them was pretty proud to get them.
Yeah. What kind of trees are there around here?
Well, we don't have many. Nowadays, there's strip walls. There was lots of good timber in this country when I was a boy.
Mm-hmm.
On these ridges between here and Fayetteville, there was yellow poplar trees there that was 10 feet across the stump and maybe 60 feet before you ever got to a limb. Yellow poplar. Then we have ash, elm, oak, two or three different kinds of oak. There's a post oak, there's a black oak, there's a white oak, there's a pin oak, ash, white ash, black ash. But as I said, we haven't got much of any left. They've just about cut it all out of this country.
Yeah. What about bushes or shrubs? Wild bushes or shrubs?
Well, we've got most anything comes along the way of wild bushes, things like that. There's out on this ridge here, they've got the little huckleberry bush.
Mm-hmm.
It grows that big. And I've never been convinced what them were. They call them huckleberries in this part of the country. You go north up in Minnesota, they call them blueberries.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same berry, I think. But in the south, they're called huckleberries.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a bush berry. It grows on a bush. Of course, the old blackberry, it grows on a bar.
Mm-hmm. What about a kind of berry that's rough surface and some are red and some are red and black?
You must be talking about a raspberry.
Mm-hmm.
They used to grow wild in this country. These hills back in the southern part of this county used to be full of those.